Andrés, bienvenido.
Good afternoon and welcome to a press conference from the San Sebastian Film Festival. We're going to present Pension Ensemble, which competes in the official selection. And we have the honor of having with us the director, Daniel Arbid, the actor, Sergei Polunin, and the actress, Letitia Bosch, and David Thion, the producer, and our interpreter as well. A big round of applause for this film, first of all, please. I'm going to break the ice myself. I would like to ask a question. I'm not too sure. Okay. Do you hear somebody translating me? Yes. Okay, I would like to ask a question for Daniel Arbid. And it is, this film adapts the film by Annie Ernaux, which is a very important book. I'd like to talk to you about how you adapted the book, the process of adapting the book, and the changes that I've understood you've introduced into the film, for example, vis-a-vis the age of the protagonist, etc. So how would this adaptation process take place of the book to the film? Thank you very much for receiving us, and thank you very much for having invited us. We all feel very happy to be here and to be able to present the film. It's a film which is complicated to carry out. And the book itself was difficult to adapt. It's a book which is almost unadaptable. So this is something that attracted me, that challenge, for it to be not that simple. It's not a book made to be adapted to the screen. Do you want me to speak in English or in French? No, French is good. But it's a book, just like those films that I like very much that have an open ending. It's a generous book in which everyone can place themselves, where everyone can project their own view of things, of their life. Like those friendly books, or books that's not closed, that it's not a specific story per se, which has a style which is too narrative, where the characters are very well defined and drawn out, and the situations and the facts are spoken in details. No, not at all. It's a book that talks about an emotion. It's an emotion of what's being talked about. And it's an emotion which is very precise that the author has tried to demonstrate it. She lived that moment, which for her was a moment of grace, which wasn't a difficult moment, neither was it traumatic. The fact that she fell in love, she said, it was quite good fortune for her. And that's why I wanted to adapt it, to demonstrate that good fortune, that luck. She tried to put on paper in a very precise manner, as if it was a catalogue. She tried to talk about the facts that she experienced when she felt so far away and going so far in that love story that she lived through. And this is, she says in her interviews, and that moved me very much when she said that could happen to any of us, or it may have happened to any of us. That is to say that we can identify ourselves in that relationship. That's what she says. That is to say, all of this is spoken about. And the book, what I've tried to do is to keep my distance to the book itself because of its freedom and its courage. What impressed me the most is how courageous it is to write a book where Annie says she left to one side her life and her dignity to live 100% completely freely. And I think the relationship that she has with that man is very courageous and has nothing to do with feminism or not. It's a story that could take place, could be lived by a man in exactly the same way. It's a book for whoever is in love and who dreams with being in love to that extent. It has nothing to do with the type of people who read it. As she told me that many men have read it and have interpreted it as their own story. And that's the beauty, that it could happen to any of us. And to adapt it, I've tried to forget to a certain extent the book. She didn't want to intervene in the adaptation. I didn't want to adapt or to pay tribute to Agnès Arnaud, who's a great French author. I thought that I couldn't do it phrase by phrase because this would make a bad film. So therefore, I considered it all as an empty apartment that I had to put furniture in, a very beautiful apartment, it's quite clear. And that's what I've tried to do, to choose the furniture for that apartment, design the movement as how one person adopts that apartment and lives in that apartment. That's what I did. I adopted the apartment. And when I was given a moment, I said, why adapt it? Why reinvent it? And there are people that say, well, okay, you've taken a distance away, but you have adapted the book. And I think it's quite close to the book, to the written text in the book. Annie Arnaud liked the film very much. And she said, yes, I've seen myself within the film. And for me, the truth is, that's very good praise from Annie Arnaud. I who talk about her life, for me, this is a real praise that she forgets and sees herself in the film. That's a sign of friendship between the both of us. She's a great authoress, and I can't measure myself to her talent, but she has also made me think about my life, and I have made her forget about her own life because she has entered into my universe and I entered into hers. And so therefore, that's why it's magical to be able to make films and to find and meet people, marvelous people. I'm not the only one, of course. Tian, with his presence, also contaminated the film, and also Sergei. I don't impose things, I adapt myself. I like to run the risk of getting lost in a film and in the encounters, along with the cast and crew, which has been marvelous. This has been a real journey, and the beautiful thing about it is the journey. The starting point is the book, and then we embark upon an adventure, and an adventure that one can get lost in, for example, on the way. And in this case, we've been very together, and we hope that the film is evocative for the audience as well as the book was evocative for me. Okay, we can open the floor now to the questions from the journalists. Hi, I've got a couple of questions, one for the director and one for Letitia Dosh, the main actress. The first to the director is that, did you want to reflect that fine line that exists between love and the obsession of a person, more than love per se? And in the case of the actress, I would like to know, how was the process of familiarizing yourself with this woman, with this character that you portray, and whether at any given moment at the end you came to understand, or on the contrary, you didn't understand the passional love that this woman undergoes in the story? Thank you. For me, love, well, on the one hand we have love, and the other hand we have passion, and in this case passion above all, which we lose control of, and then we've got a passionate story which could end up being a love story. Here it stops, and that's why it's quite frustrating, that is to say, to have a living a parenthesis which is so intense, like as if it were a drug, or more intense, even more intense, I believe, when someone lives an experience as if you enter into a sect, for example, I think one forgets about their environment, abandons one's environment. And the truth, he said, for me, the important thing was to tell how this woman falls in love. That movement of falling in love, like a sexual, from a sexual story, we go to a mental story. It turns into an obsession. And that's why the sex scenes at the beginning are linked together, because this starts just as sex, something accessible and pleasant, with a man who's a good-looking and a nice guy. And this could have been quite simply the story of an encounter, but it turns into a man who ends up, turns into a god before her eyes. Someone who doesn't even exist, because he stops being a body and he converts himself, it turns into an obsession, turning into something toxic. But for me, all of that is love. There isn't any difference there. Then, of course, anyone can have their own vision of this. But I wanted to talk about all of those different stages. And all of that, at the end of the day, may turn into love. At the end, we may think that perhaps they might meet again and they might start or recommence a love story which is a bit more mature after having forgotten, especially by, on her behalf, but also for him. Because I believe that he is afraid . That's why I play with the presences and absences of him. We can condemn him, but we have got the right to condemn him because she's the one that talks about him. He doesn't have a right to say anything to a certain extent. I forgot the question. Yes, the process to enter into the character and whether I was able to understand it. Yes, I thought I understood that woman instantly from the outset. I already know who Annie Ernaux was, and I had already read the book, and I loved her as much as as well as I loved the book. And even Danielle Weather felt a lot of love for that book. Danielle managed to find her freedom, but in the book there were feelings which were quite marked and defined almost millimetrically. Annie Ernaux and Danielle in the sex scenes, that's why she links both of them, has a way of seeing things which are very precise, so much as instantaneously you know what you have to do. And then it's a very strange question, because I'm not too sure whether you can understand this character or this woman, because one can submerge oneself or look for memories that we have, that we all have. I think that all of us have had a story that perhaps brings about lesions or injuries and also memories, but the story is there, and perhaps it's something secret that we had forgotten, and therefore we have to bring it out into the light again. And I imagine, and I may be mistaken, but everybody has that one, that inside them, and many people may have it inside them and that have never spoken about it with anyone. Peter Uther from German television. I have a question vis-à-vis the title, Passion Simple. It seems, I think it's quite a complicated and not a simple or simple passion. Why the title? Can you also talk a little bit about the following? And that, and it's not a soft, shall we say, film, but I don't know how to say this. It talks about moments of rupture, and even from the point of view of the editing of the images. Could you talk about this, please? Yes. I'm not too sure whether it was perhaps because I was right in the film itself, involved in it, but I have had to... I said, Albert, this is almost a cold film, really. Normally in my films, in my previous films, it had been different, were quite different. I've had to fight between the following. I have to explain what love and the mystery of this situation is. because the book is also a very dry book, so to speak, but one can project to things. Obviously, we're all readers, and also filming time is very complicated, whereas a book, we turn the pages, and it's much easier. But how to film time and the evolution and development of the situation? So all of those elements are there, but I like that break or rupture. And I see that the people that leave the film theater may be able to understand it as well. Or you enter into it, or you can enter into it slowly and progressively, perhaps at the beginning. All of those sex images may be sex scenes that may be make us fearful, but you need to understand it to understand this woman and what she becomes and turns into. You've got to go through that process. And for me, it was a pleasure to film it and to work it with the actors. But I understand that there are all people in the audience that may be shocked. Albeit it's a film with that nature of that type. Sometimes there are emotions erupt and other moments. There are returns between the haunting ghost, the reality, the life with its son, and how the haunting of that man, her memories, and what's the present moment, all of that is included in the film. I'm not too sure whether I'm answering your question. Well, I hope I have answered your question. Hi, good morning. First of all, I would like to ask you, have you thought about presenting the film in Lebanon? And my second question is whether Mr. Macron has had the pleasure of meeting you. Or you could talk with Mr. Macron. What would you say about the situation of women in Lebanon? Lebanon also needs passion. I'm Lebanese, but I'm also French, and I live in French. I've been living in France for many years. Yes, I hope that the passion is something international, that first of all, because otherwise it would be very sad if such were not the case, that there's only passion in Europe or in France. Lebanese women, I'm a woman, I'm a Lebanese woman, and I see myself in the film. I can identify myself. There aren't any borders or frontiers for me. But vis-a-vis Lebanon, I'm not going to show my film there because it would be censored, just like in my previous films. So therefore, it would be added to those prohibited and banned series of films that I've made. I'd love to, in a brave new world, a happy world, stable in peace, and to see stability in my country, in Lebanon. And especially, I hope my compatriots could leave in peace. I'm very, very sad, enormously sad to see what's happening there and the fortune of my compatriots. I hope films like mine can be able to be screened in the film theaters in Lebanon. Well, I hope there are film theaters in Lebanon because we're on the verge of a war. Thank you very much for your remark. I've got a question for the director as well as both actors. And talking about not censorship per se, but the fact that it's a film which is very courageous, very brave, with no moral judgment when showing bodies, naked bodies. It's a film which has a certain poetry of gestures. That's my feeling. I'm interested in knowing from the experience of both actors, for example, what it's been like to shoot this demanding film at different levels, emotionally as well as physical. And the director, what was it like to shoot those bodies and get into that obsessive look of the main character? Seguro que va a decir algo él.
I mean, the when I had to do it, I just told myself, don't think, just do it. And it's hard. It's hard and sometimes scary. Danielle, I mean, she was so passionate and she's so loving about the movie. You trust her. But she threw us in the first scene when it's like almost like a rape scene at the table. That was our first acting point. And yeah, that was, she threw us right there. And the second day, yeah, it was even harder when I had to get naked in front of the whole crew. And Leticia was just, she was not in the shot, but laying and watching me. And I think for women it's easier. For men, I mean, you think about yourself and also about little Sergei. You think about, but and yeah, I mean, it's scary because of lights, of people. So you just have to. It's not easy. I have to say, it's not easy. A little bit of cognac helped. Yeah, during the movie, I drank 3 bottles. And yeah, I mean, Leticia, it's very talented and very easy. And
but my mouth smells.
No.
Oh, sorry.
She has a good humor and she's very easy. And so between 3 of us, it was very, very good atmosphere. But so many different levels of emotions. It was sometimes funny, sometimes very scary, sometimes almost impossible to do. Yeah, and every day, it was so many days of shooting it. It was a lot.
It wasn't a lot for you, but each day was
something new.
An adventure.
But physical, I think physically was actually easier than to get there, and emotionally. Physical part was actually, I mean, for me anyway, as a dancer, it's controlling the body is fine. But yeah, just to get naked in front of camera, it's. And Danielle promised me that my thing is not going to be shown. And today I was watching, I was like, that's twice.
2 times.
I lied. I'm sorry, Sergei.
So thank God that was. I was like, let me work on it a little bit. She's like, it's not going to be shown. Don't worry. I was like, just in case. But yeah, it was great. I mean, I had so many emotions. Yes.
Moi, j'étais intéressée justement par le fait.
Yes, that's quite clear in the film. Quite often in films, there are 30 seconds of scenes of sex, and I think that's morally good because that reduces sexuality and restricts it. Quite often, we don't know quite well what's happening to the woman in those scenes. And for me, I thought it very important due to on the contrary, that these scenes should be different to transmit and convey those human feelings to be demonstrated in each scene. I thought that was very important to take our time, but it's quite clear that we had a good laugh. We laughed quite a lot. And that also comes from my experience in Lebanon, because when I did Un Homme Perdu, Lost a Man in 2007, 2008, as the police were following me everywhere in Jordan and in Lebanon. At one moment, they realized I was shooting scenes that were just a bit over the top. And you got to start with them with the sex scenes. So therefore, in a shoot, I always start with sex, with the sex scenes, because then the actors don't know each other. And it's, and I thought that it helps us to construct the situation much better. I think we have to get rid of fear. If we have to do it, let's do it directly. And this film was good for this, because through sex, then we start to construct the love relationship between them. And to work with Leticia and Sergei were was an enormous happiness for me, quite sincerely speaking. I have never before worked with actors that were so great, so pleasant, with whom, plus, we could shoot and make jokes. Yes, shooting these scenes and all the other scenes. Hi, good afternoon. First of all, congratulations. I enjoyed the film very much. My film is for the main actor. Before, we were talking about your nude scenes and physically getting nude, and it's contrary to what you do with your feelings. It seemed to me that physically you do get naked, but not emotionally speaking. A man who's very closed and very compact. I'm interested to know how you constructed that character that seems to not want to open up.
My main goal was to portray a Russian mentality and a Russian man, and a lot of emotions in the Russian culture is hidden. Not to say that he was a spy, so that's like another layer of emotions, but a Russian man, they, you know, they don't smile, they don't cry, they don't show weakness. It's shown, it's a grown-up world as well. It's not as playful there. So it's this man, they're very rock solid. They don't show emotions. And that's, I couldn't identify myself with that. But I knew I had to get there somehow. And to be more with authority and to be more hidden emotions. I guess for me, myself, it's much easier to work with the body than let's say about speaking. So I felt more comfortable. As soon as it's something to do with the body, it's like, that's me. My main thing was to show that the strengths and that in a way, hiddenness of the Russian man. Mm.
And you learned French, because he doesn't speak French, and he
letter by letter.
Yes, letter by letter.
It seemed a very courageous film, a brave film for me. For example, Americans to see these completely front-on naked scenes is going to really hit them hard. It's going to shock them, but I think it's demonstrated, it's shown in a very realistic and natural way. We all know what making love is, but I have a question. Are you afraid of being attacked by the feminists? Because you show a woman to a certain extent who's a bit lost with that such an obsessive love. Perhaps you may be excused, I don't know, of giving an image of a woman who's too weak vis-a-vis a man who's too strong. What do you think? Yes, courage, as you say. The truth is, I'm glad you've seen it. Yes, it's a very courageous film. And the courage of Annie Arnaud is something that I like very much as well. When I closed the book for the first time, I didn't think about my love stories, but about this woman, Annie Arnaud, is very courageous. And for me, that's what feminism is. What's feminism at the end of the day? To look at the world without any shame, without dropping your eyes and looking down. Well, I'm not too sure, but I don't know. Or to talk about her weaknesses, to show her strength. Well, one hides one's fears, one is weak. And that's where I started the story from. She's a very strong woman who lives this story. A woman who's a strong woman. A strong woman also wrote the book. So therefore, I hope to have managed to adapt it correctly or well enough. I know many people who are dogmatic may be shocked, but I direct myself to women, and all of the women, I'm sure, all of women nowadays are feminists. No one wants to see us feel subjected or relegated. She's not subjected. She's just subjected to love, only to love. And she could have been subjected to the love of a woman as well, or a man subjected to the love of a woman. Yeah, well, the Americans, the Western world in general, I think before, in the past, the films that were seen about sex and nudity, nowadays there's less of them. I would have loved to have gone to the cinema and see more films that ran that risk in that sense. I'm under the impression that people like to see these films at home with Netflix, but I don't want to go and see them in the film theater with other people. But the film theater means that you have to share strong emotions. And why not share these emotions as well? Perhaps it'd be a good idea if the producer, David Thion, could say something in this sense, what your experience was like in the film, because it's not the first film that you work together with the director. Could you explain a bit your vision as regards to how the film may be received and how the creation process was carried out? How will the film be received? Well, this projection or this screening was the first time that we showed the film in public. It is the first festival that we attend. So therefore, we'll see what the response that appears in the social networks and different conversations. And that will give us a slight idea about how it's been received. And then we will go to Lyon, to the Lumière Festival, and then we will link several festivals in a row. So therefore, over this autumn, we will hear remarks from the people and the spectators, and all of this will give us an idea of knowing how the film will be accepted at the end of the year. Well, next year when it's shown in the film theaters in France, then we've shown it to distributors, and we're starting to know quite clear how it's going to be programmed. And we've also spoken to those foreign distributors, and we'll see some countries where the film has brought about quite a lot of interest. And we see that it is a film that will divide people. Some people will love it, and other people's perhaps will just be left right out of the film. So this is nothing new. It's not compulsory, because when the book was published, there were also very diverse reactions. A part of the critics rejected the book, and there were very virulent critiques and some of the first readers accepted the book in a very different way. And then the book continued, has endured over time, and has turned into a bestseller since then until now. And that as regards to how the film is going to be received. And vis-a-vis the creation process, it's a bit complicated. We had already worked together twice with Daniel, but in this case, there should have been another producer and there should have been another one. And so therefore, it came into my hands a little late, and it had already developed quite a lot. So the difficulty was trying to find partners to make the film. There had already been many answers and responses from the TV channels. The TV channels said no, who are normally very important partners for the Make a Film in France, and almost essential TV channels, that is. And Eric and Yayes, who's here with us, our distributor, who's also in charge of selling it abroad, is the Pyramide, the company called Pyramide, which who fell in love with the story and the screenplay, and this is what allowed us to progressively manage to achieve the financing for and the funding for the film in a context in which quite a lot of doors had been closed to us. So therefore, we have had to work with means that were relatively modest with very little money. And we've had to be very ingenious in the shooting time has been quite short. The only luxury that we have was to be able to shoot with film. We've shot in 16 millimeter film. So therefore, that has been the luxury that we've given to ourselves. And there was another quote-unquote luxury, which was that of dedicate quite a lot of money to the lighting. If the lighting, the lighting was very important, and that gives us the feeling of a very luminous film. And the shooting was done in January and February, in the middle of winter. We see how it snows in one of the scenes, and it could be that the audience may have the feeling that we were swimming in the light. So therefore, lighting was essential. One final question, please. We have time. Hi, my question is for Daniel. Daniel, this film also deals with waiting. There are moments when the protagonists are together and that many things happen, but when they separate, they have to wait. And the waiting process in the shooting of the film and when you edited the film, how was it to balance and the moments where many things were happening, and then to demonstrate that waiting period, waiting for a call, waiting for his appearance, and so on. It's a film, yes, of course. It talks about waiting, and in the film, in the book, you can hardly see it. She said, well, okay, she has come here today at this time. And I thought, for it to be an obsession, we have to live for those, through those moments of waiting. It's a book of waiting, obviously. But nowadays, with mobile phones, obviously, one can be waiting anybody, anywhere. But this woman was waiting at home, which makes it be more. You could condemn her. They say she's waiting at home, next to the telephone. And what I liked about this was the challenge of filming time, the waiting, to compress and dilate time. And at the same time, and I'm not too sure whether you know, a film which has got Une femme attend by Chantal Ackerman. And it's a book which has that type of experience. He would come along, and there were quotes as well. He talks about the quotes of a woman who's in love. So it's part of the challenge, isn't it, of this book, this open book with many, many possibilities. And in the editing with Thomas Marchand, who's here with us today, through the editing process, we've had to work with a rhythm, because editing was very important vis-a-vis rhythm. The editing was difficult. It was complicated. Even nowadays, I say that quite obviously, it's almost a documentary of her life. And that's how I see my fiction, as if they were documentary upon the characters who are living through that story. And in a documentary, time, those moments, everything that can be created and construct and reconstruct. Obviously, it's not a thriller with a narration with everything all tied up, all the ends tied up. No, it's something much more open. Yes, it is a film of emotions above all that tries to explain one emotion, one relationship. Okay, the time of the film is compressed and dilated, and this press conference as well. So therefore, let's leave it here. Well, let's give a big round of applause.